This is Friday Forum. I'm Rachel Cobb for KGLP. I'm here with Representative Ben Ray Lujan. And the U.S. Postal Service has been going through a variety of bad decisions over the past few years, and lobbyists have been making it even harder for them. A few years ago, pushing through legislation that burdened the post office with having retirement benefits paid up front for years to come. And Ben Ray, you might be able to speak to that. But more recently, of course, the postmaster, Trump appointee DeJoy, had promised to basically cut out sorting machines, slow down mail deliveries, et cetera. And while recently he has said that he's going to backpedal on that and hold off on any changes until the election is over, some of that damage has already been done, hasn't it?
Absolutely. The damage has been done with the pressures and the undermining of the Postal Service by their very own United States Postal Service Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. And even in the Postmaster's announcement this week, where he claimed that he was going to put a moratorium, a hold, a backpedal on the restrictions, the elimination of sorting machines, and the restrictions on the hours that Postal Service employees could work, there has been a lot of investigative reporting over the last 24 hours. And what's been revealed is even as the Postmaster General was making those statements to the country, there were emails going out from the Director of Maintenance and Operations within the Postal Service to direct post offices across America not to plug those sorting machines back in if they had not already been removed. So there's still conflicts associated with what the Postmaster General shares with the country and what's actually happening. And it's about the ramifications. The reason this matters so very much, and especially in rural communities, is the U.S. Postal Service sends carriers into every corner of the state of New Mexico, from Las Cruces and Albuquerque and Hobbs to Gallup and Farmington and Clovis. And coming from a small rural community myself, I understand how essential this service is. It's a lifeline for rural small businesses, for residents, for our seniors, the importance of the delivery of prescription drugs. 80% of veterans receive their prescription drugs through the mail. Most seniors receive their prescription drugs through the mail. Even now during COVID-19, the direct payments, so many people across the country and in New Mexico receive those through the mail. And then we have this election, right? This important election in 75 days, and the decisions being made by the Postmaster General to stop using sorting machines, remove sorting machines, close post off drop boxes could jeopardize our election. And so for so many reasons, there are concerns associated with the actions being taken by the President Trump appointed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Many people are of the opinion that even though more precautions need to be taken, given the mess at the U.S. Postal Service and with DeJoy and the Trump influence, that many people are encouraging people to vote as early as possible, put on the personal protective equipment, the PPE, face mask, gloves, whatever they need, and get in early before the crowds and do the voting there to make absolutely sure that their vote is counted.
So every year, I encourage voters across New Mexico and across America to vote as early as they possibly can. But this year is a very special exception from the perspective that it is the most urgent declaration that I could make of voting as early as you possibly can to the point that was just made. There is so much uncertainty to decisions that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy may make. And that's why today, everyone across New Mexico that is able to, you can either call your county clerk, you can go online to your county clerk, and you can request your absentee ballot application. And once you do that and we get to early voting, those absentee ballots will be sent to all voters in New Mexico. They can fill them out. And then the clerks will send you your vote by mail ballot. And we want to encourage everyone to fill it out and send it in as soon as possible, or as soon as early voting begins. If you're not able to vote by mail, we want you to wear that face covering, practice social distancing, and vote before the lines get longer as we get closer to election day. But it's going to be critically important that we all have a plan to vote and that we put those plans together during this election cycle. And early voting in New Mexico, as a reminder, begins in October. So it's just around the corner. While election day is 75 days away, we're just over a month away from being able to start to vote here in New Mexico.
And again, let's stress that whether you are voting by mail or in person with precautions, vote early. Vote early. Get those ballots in the mail early. One thing that the Secretary of State of New Mexico is doing, which I think is very important, is that they're working with the post office to ensure that there are barcodes and other cross-checks on each ballot so that voters can track their ballot's journey to the right locations.
And that is so appreciated. Every tool that a voter can have to make sure that their ballots have been cast, that there is a paper trail, is critically important, which is another strong suit in New Mexico. We have paper ballots here. Not all states have paper ballots where there's a true auditing trail. And now that there would be an additional tool, such as a barcode, to track your ballot as you mail it in to ensure that it's been cast, is another strong tool for voters here in New Mexico.
I have checked on the New Mexico Secretary of State absentee and early voting site, and they are not currently ready for people to apply for absentee ballots online. So I would recommend until they get that online application in place, which is still not ready, then I would recommend that people contact their county clerk's office to apply for the absentee ballot directly.
Absolutely. And you can call your county clerks. You can work with them. And I was personally in Albuquerque with Congresswoman Deb Haaland, and we were with the president of the Postal Workers of New Mexico there as well, and also our county clerk from Bernalillo County, who also made that clear that you can call and you can request one verbally from your county clerks, or you can work with them as some of them have already set up electronic requests. But you call in, that's great advice. Work with your county clerk there in McKinley County and in San Juan County and work with them directly so you can get that request put in.
I thought it was very important. We've heard this before, that the slowdown of the mails impacts not only the election, but also, as you mentioned, those many people, including veterans, who are relying on mailed prescriptions that are not getting those in a time-effective way.
Absolutely. And that's why it's, again, so urgent to bring more and more attention to these bad decisions, these detrimental policies, and tearing apart of the post office that the U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy was putting into place. There's no good reason for this to be happening. It's unpopular with the American people. It hurts our veterans. It hurts our seniors. It jeopardizes our elections. There's only a downside to what Louis DeJoy is trying to put in place. And that's why we as members of Congress have come together, why the United States people and voters and citizens have all come together to stop this. And it was because of how the country united over this last week that we even saw a statement from Postmaster General DeJoy. But we're still very concerned that there are empty commitments that he is making. And that's why we're going to go and vote and pass legislation to make it abundantly clear that what Mr. DeJoy is doing to the post office is not welcome in any corner of America.
And let's make it clear, DeJoy is carrying out the will of the president. So ultimately, the buck stops at the president's desk. Trump has made it very clear that he wants to destroy the post office, privatize it. He supports everything that DeJoy is doing to slow down the mails. He really does want to interfere with the voters' rights.
And anyone that doubts that can just listen to the president's words himself. He has said that at press conferences. He has said that direct to television as he's been traveling to different parts of the country. And he's even raised this at political rallies that the president has held recently as well. And again, there's total rejection about what the president is trying to do to dismantle the post office. And even in the face, here's the one of the highlights. In the face of President Trump and Postmaster General DeJoy doing everything they can to discourage vote-by-mail initiatives, President Trump himself requested a ballot to vote in Florida and even held up his ballot for social media photos to show that he was voting by mail. So if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for everyone else across the country. And we should be strengthening and bolstering vote-by-mail initiatives, not tearing them down like President Trump and Postmaster General DeJoy are trying to do.
As we close up our segment, Ben, I just want to mention that across the United States this Saturday morning at 11 Mountain Daylight Time, citizens, individuals will be protesting outside post offices across the country, including in Gallup, New Mexico, at the local post office, 905 Aztec. This is being orchestrated by Move On via email to all of its members and supporters across the country. This is a protest against DeJoy's bad decisions, against Trump's bad decisions, and a call for action. And I think that these people would support congressional action to pull this together as quickly as possible.
And the reason Congress is coming together is at the urging of the American people. And I'm just reminded, as we hear the importance of coming together to peacefully protest on Saturday to raise awareness to what President Trump and Postmaster General DeJoy are up to, President Lincoln reminded us that public sentiment is everything. And it's truly the American people that will come to the rescue of the U.S. Postal Service. And that's why it's such an honor to be a U.S. representative from a congressional district where my constituents have encouraged me and called me to action to be strongly supportive of the U.S. Postal Service and all of the incredible employees that are delivering our mail, the essential workers that are out there keeping everything running. And I just want to thank them for what they do, whether you're sorting our mail, delivering our mail, or whatever your role is. Just thank you for what you're doing. And to all your listeners, thank you for being active citizens.
Ben Ray Lujan, U.S. Representative from New Mexico, your third district?
The third congressional district of New Mexico, that's correct.
All right. And obviously you've been following the Democratic National Convention. This is a topic that's high on people's minds.
Most certainly. I had the honor to listen to our great governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, yesterday as she spoke to the American people and spoke to us with being so proud of being our governor here in New Mexico. The eloquent words of President Barack Obama, who last night, his words were not necessarily to inspire the country, but to warn us and to call us to action, which I fully appreciate and I accept his call to action. But to hear the inspiration of Dr. Jill Biden, to hear the inspiration of Kamala Harris, our vice presidential nominee, but everyday stories that have been captured from people that are facing COVID-19, the incredible stories of friends that have lost loved ones and all that their challenges that they are facing in the area of healthcare, an incredible healthcare advocate who was diagnosed with ALS to share his story, even though he couldn't do it with his own vocal cords, he depended on a computer to share his words and sentiment with the people all across the country. I think it's been a very powerful virtual convention, and it shows how Democrats represent every corner of America, but that we're all in this together. And I've been very excited, and I'm very much looking forward to all of the conversations that will be taking place tonight.
And with regard to everything that's happened over the last 3.5-4 years, there's a point at which you cannot cross the line any further. Even many Republicans will rebel. This far, no more.
I've been so encouraged by the broad support that I've been able to earn across New Mexico, and the number of people that have reached out to me that are not just Democrats or independents, but also Republicans. I think your sentiment is just spot on, that President Trump is going to be surprised with how many Republicans don't even support him in this reelection in 2020 that will be voting for Joe Biden. And it's not just that so many of our Republican brothers and sisters are voting for Joe Biden. They're actually out there working to help get him elected. They're phone banking. They're writing postcards. They're helping him in any way that they can. And that's been encouraging.
Ben Ray, any last words?
Just to all your listeners, thank you for everything you have been doing in the face of COVID-19 to look out for loved ones, to be so selfless in how much time you've given, whether it's to go get groceries for someone, to make sure our elderly or loved ones are safe and strong. I just want to thank you. You recognize all of those incredible workers that are out there, everyone that are our first responders, those that are healthcare providers. If you go to the grocery store, thank everyone that is there checking you out with the clerks or stocking the shelves. No matter where you may be, just let's show everyone more respect, more kindness, and treat people with dignity. And then do everything we can to make a positive difference. And I want to thank all of your listeners for standing strong and being the very best of something we can be so proud of. We're not out of this yet, but as long as we continue to work with one another and look out for one another, we will get through this. And I just want to thank everyone for listening in and for being active.
I've been speaking with U.S. Representative Ben Ray Lujan from New Mexico's 3rd Congressional District. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. And thank you for covering this and for encouraging everyone to step forward. I mean, truly, if everyone steps forward and answers this call to action, we will right these injustices. But I'm just reminded, 4 years ago, I felt very optimistic and positive going into the last 75 days. So we just have to allow that urgency to fuel us every day.